8-yard reception, which would have put them to midfield. They march off 15 yards from the spot of the foul, which is at the 39-yard line, pushing Guam West Philly back to their 24-yard line.
Opportunity for the Lakers. That's a huge break. I thought almost certainly that Jimmy Lehman took a heavy hit there, thought for sure that that's what the play was going to be, but apparently one of them offensive linemen had a hold of the face mask on the play, and that backed Pawama Westphalia way up.
First down in a country mile for Pawama Westphalia. Receiver wide each way, and it's going to be a handoff right up the gut, and he's trying to break free. That'd be number 15, the running back. Bryce Thalen gets all the way across the 35 and finally brought down to the 36-yard line. After a 12-yard gain brought down by Brennan Wisner, second down and long to go. Looks like a second down and 16.
That time Thalen's able to break the tackle and get out into open space, and Brennan Wisner hauls him down from behind. One of the better runs from a running back of the game for Pawama Westphalia, able to get quite a bit of that penalty yardage back. But nonetheless, it's still going to be two receivers to the right, one to the left, and a read option running back in the backfield with Lehman.
Lehman back to throw, has this one thrown up, and this one's through the hands of Troy Chapel. Also had Bryce Thalen in for the intended receiver at the 45-yard line of Lakers, just out of the reach of both of them. An incomplete pass, third down, 16 to go, 14-0 Pawama Westphalia, 9:19 left in the third.
And that's what'll happen, Clark, when you turn around and locate the football. Troy Chapel had no chance of intercepting that football, but he located the football just before it got the receiver, was able to rise up and get his left hand and deflect it just enough where it went through the hands of 15, Bryce Thalen, who was looking to be caught in stride and go for the touchdown. But because it was deflected and changed direction just enough, he's able to knock it down harmlessly to the turf, and now it's third and very long. Well done there by Troy Chapel, but this Lakers secondary is going to have to do it one more time here in third and long. Almost certainly Lehman going to air it out again.
Tryweller and Thalen to the wide to the right, and he has time to throw downfield. And this one's going to be overthrown. Intended receiver at the 35-yard line. That was his favorite receiver, Tryweller. Incomplete. Lakers defense holds strong, and they're going to be forcing Pawama Westphalia to punt. With 9:12 left in the third quarter, Lakers trail 14-0.
Andrew Siegfried draped all over him, and I mean that in the most legal way possible. Stride for stride, like a shadow, all over him. And when that ball was thrown, Tryweller does his best to go up and get it, but it's a little bit overthrown, and Pawama Westphalia going to have to punt to start the second half.
And it's nearly blocked, but they get it away, and it's not too strong of a punt as it bounces out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And so Lakers will have decent field position, a 67-yard field to work with. Right to left across the radio, they trail by two scores with 9:04 left in the third quarter.
Well, the penalty did help, but hats off to Lakers defense. They forced the turnover of downs that they needed, force a punt. And I can't blame Pawama Westphalia. At this point, you got the lead. You don't have to be too crazy. And especially when you're punting it away, the last thing I'm going to do is have my special teams give up a touchdown. I'm not kicking it to Brennan Wisner. Kick it away from him and make this offense go 67 yards on me. And not the quarterback with open space making a guy miss.
Receiver wide to the left. Wisner under center. Katie in motion gets the pitch. Tries to cut back inside, has a little bit of room to breathe, gets out to the 35-yard line, gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 upcoming for the Lakers. And tackle was made by number 59, Jake Pung, excuse me.
Yeah, that's Jake Pung's spot on that defensive line. He's been all over the place leading the Pirates in tackles. Taylor Cady taking that pitch from right to left and cutting up the middle and not finding a lot of running room, maybe a yard or two at most. Second down, 9 coming up for Lakers.
Deckerville leads Bellevue 22-12 as they scored with 1 second left in that first in the second quarter to go up by 10 points just before the half. Portland St. Patrick leads North Huron 6-0, thanks to Jim McCormick for the updates on that one. Wisner nearly slips in the backfield, going to keep it for himself, and he is brought down after a yard loss at the 34-yard line. Tackle made by Jimmy Lehman on the defensive end. Third down, 9.
Kind of thought it was about time Brennan Wisner had an opportunity to run the football. Design quarterback run to him, but as soon as he got the football and planted that left foot to drive forward, it come out from underneath him, totally took away all momentum that he had, and he was a sitting duck for number 8, Jimmy Lehman, to finish off that tackle and for basically no gain on the play. Third and long coming up. these situations become for Lakers all game long. Third and long is not the place you want this offense to be, and you're going to have to ask Brennan Wisner, in my opinion, to make a big-time throw here against a good secondary.
Kretschmer and Siegfried wide to the left, and Wisner rolls to his left looking to pass. Has a receiver open. That is Siegfried, and he can't bring it in. It hit the turf at the 48-yard line of Laker territory. That would have been enough by 5 yards for a first down, but it's incomplete instead. And it was 7:25 left in the third quarter. Lakers more likely going to have to punt this one away.
Yeah, no question about it, but Siegfried was open. Brennan Wisner got it to him a little late, but Siegfried, instead of coming back to the football, kind of drifted away from it. The ball come up just short and bounced right in front of him as he dove down to get it. I think if the receiver comes back to the football a little bit, he makes that catch because that safety was playing zone coming in to try and take it away. If Wisner throws it deep, the chance to get picked off.
A punt by Wisner comes down to the 23-yard line, and it's fumbled, and Lakers recovers it at the 27-yard line. Paloma West Philly tried to do a reverse, handed it off and pitched it in stride, and Lakers is there to scoop it up. And the Lakers have inside, just on the edge of the red zone of Paloma West Philly, first and 10 at the 27.
It looked like Evan Thalen and 42, Cameron Worth. Cameron Worth collects the football, and this is a design play by Paloma West Philly. Cameron Worth catches it, and he goes right towards Evan Thalen, the other punt returner, and they cross by each other, and Worth hands it off, and Thalen, as soon as he gets the ball, it pops out, hits his thigh, and pops out loose. Lakers able to recover, so a big-time break for Lakers on special teams, comes up with a big play, and Wisner and the offense take it over.
And it's a handoff to Kretschmer up the middle with that all the way around handoff. And it's going to be a loss of a yard back to the 29-yard line. Second down, 11. Tackle made by number 81, Damon Schneider, the defensive end for Paloma West Philly. Second and 11.
Very impressed with the discipline of this defense of Paloma West Philly. Even though all the fakes go out to the outside, this 81, especially Damon Schneider, on the opposite side of the play, holds his ground, not falling for all the fakes. And when that around-the-back handoff to Jake Kretschmer is completed, Kretschmer walks right into the arms of Schneider, nowhere to go, and a stop for no gain.
6.5 to play in the third quarter, still 14-0 PW, and it's a throw to the far sideline by Preston Warren. It's scooped up.
Incomplete. It is scooped up. Ground. No, that's incomplete, Clark. It hit the ground.
It did. The official nearly originally said complete, but it is incomplete as it hit the turf, as Preston Warren could not complete the process. So it says third down and 11 for the Lakers.
Yeah, we're not going to get into the NFL. What is a catch and what isn't? But that one definitely hit the turf. A wheel route, Preston Warren coming from the left side all the way around the right side of that double wing offense and down the sideline, uncovered. And Wisner tried to throw it right at the first down marker over his back shoulder. When Preston Warren planted his foot, he slipped a little and wasn't able to come back to the football. Tipped it up, had a chance to get it. But as he went to the ground, the ball popped loose, incomplete. Could have been a nice play there for Lakers, but now again, third and 10. Here we go again.
KD in motion to the left, and Wisner's going to keep it for himself, and he's brought down for a loss of 2 yards as that front line of Paloma West Philly is starting to flex their muscles a lot. That's number 68, Isaiah Schaefer, on the defensive line for a big loss. They're actually going to spot Wisner down to the 30-yard line, a loss of 2, fourth down and 13.
Try to beat him. Everybody thinking pass in the house, so they try to run to the short side of the field with their quarterback, Wisner. Nothing happening there. I think the plan was to get 4 or 5 yards and have fourth and 6 and really try to complete it. But I think down 2 scores in on their opponent's 30, I think it's go time for Lakers. They got to draw up their best pass play here and see if Wisner can throw a strike.
Fourth and 12, Wisner in the pocket, has time to throw. Downfield to Taylor Cady, and it's nearly brought in at the 13-yard line, incomplete, into double coverage. And this one's going to be a turnover of downs. Paloma West Philly's defense holds strong, and they get the ball back at their own 30-yard line.
I really like the defense that Paloma West Philly puts on the field when it comes to obvious passing downs. They got one-on-one coverage, but it's soft coverage. They'll allow a pass completion in front of them, but nothing behind them. And there's two D safeties, one at the hash mark on each side of the field, watching to see where Wisner turns his body and where his eyes go. And those safeties shift according to what Wisner does at quarterback. And so he tries to throw it right between those safeties, and Taylor Cady not open on that play. Lucky it wasn't intercepted.
Lehman hands it off in the backfield to number 15. Bryce Thalen has room to run. He's across the 40-yard line, still on his feet, breaks the tackle there, and is upended at the 48-yard line by Adam LeGault after a big run of 18 yards brought down by Adam LeGault. First and 10 for Pawan West Philly at their own 48-yard line.
One thing Lakers defense has done well all night until that play is make tackles. And two broken tackles broke Bryce Thalen out for the running.